We might think, oh, well, I need a certain level of assurance and then I know I'll be all right for the rest of my life, but that's not what faith is. It's only as we lean on the Lord Jesus that we can follow him. It doesn't matter who we are.
Welcome to the Strength in Truth podcast. Where does baptism come from? What does baptism mean? Who should be baptized? Listen on to the Bible study given at South Chard Strict Baptist Chapel, England, on Sunday, the 26th of November, 2023.
The subject this afternoon is baptism. Really keeping on the theme of looking at God's church and baptism being one of the ordinances of God's church. So, first of all, where does baptism come from? Well, as I just said, it is an ordinance given by God. And we'll see from God's word how it's commanded. Firstly, by Jesus. Jesus commanded his disciples to teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And this was also, as we just read, in Luke 3, baptism was also something that Jesus himself took part in. We read at the beginning of Luke 3 that John the Baptist, his baptism was the baptism of repentance. Many people came to him to be baptized, and Jesus was one of them at the beginning of his ministry. He was baptized, and it said that he was about 30 years of age. So we have baptism right there at the beginning of the New Testament. And then as we go through into Acts, right there at the beginning of the early church in Acts 2, there was the day of Pentecost, and Peter stood up and preached to many people in Jerusalem. And he charged them with crucifying Jesus. They were the people that had wanted Jesus crucified. We read there in Acts 2 that they were pricked in their hearts. And they say, "Men and brethren, what must we do?" And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized." And then we read there are about 3,000 people being baptized. And throughout the Acts, we have further baptizings. There's the Ethiopian eunuch, there's the Philippian jailer, there's Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue. And throughout the early church, we have the example of baptism. So it's clearly something which is God-ordained and which is clearly shown to be from God in his word. So then secondly, what does baptism mean? What does the act of baptism mean? The water and the plunging of a person beneath the water and bringing them up again. What do we see and what do these things mean? Well, if we go to Romans 6 and verse 4, we read there, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And baptism symbolizes the suffering and the burial and the resurrection of Christ. And it also symbolizes the washing of sin. So the water, now there's many references to water in the scriptures. We read of the water of life, but also water is associated with sufferings prophetically. So if we look into Psalm 22, as many of the Psalms do, speak prophetically of the sufferings of Jesus. And Psalm 22 really gives us the very words and thoughts of Jesus. And we see there in verse 14, I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. And then again, if we think of Jonah being in the belly of the whale for 3 days, that speaks of Christ being in the dead for 3 days. And then we read there in Jonah 2, the words of Jonah speaking prophetically of the sufferings of Christ and how the waves and waters compassed him. So we see there in the waters of baptism the suffering of Christ for his people, and there also the burial as they are under the water. And as we saw from Romans 6, buried in baptism, the burial of Christ for those 3 days lying in the tomb, and then being brought up out of the water symbolizes that resurrection and all these things which were necessary for the salvation of sinners. They're shown. And then we have the symbolism of the washing. The washing which points to the cleansing blood of Christ and how it is only through his blood that that sinner who is baptized is cleansed from their sin. Even in the picture that baptism gives, there is deep significance and meaning. So then, thirdly, who should be baptized? So going back again to Luke 3, we see there that even the baptizing that John did was called the baptism of repentance. And if you look further into the chapter, in verse 12, it says about the publicans coming to be baptized. And in verse 7, there's a whole a multitude of people that come to be baptized. And John says, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth, therefore, fruits worthy of repentance. And begin not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. And in effect, John was saying to these people that I don't see you as suitable to be baptized because there's no evidence that you are repentant. And you'll remember when we looked at repentance a while back, that repentance, just taken literally, the literal meaning of the word, means to turn around. And it's really as if John's saying to these people, well, I see no evidence of God creating a turnaround in your life. And so even there, and even with John's baptism, repentance was the evidence of repentance, of people being repentant was seen as a necessary qualification for baptism. And elsewhere, I think it's Mark 1, it says that the people that were baptized by John, says they confessed their sins. And so also in Acts 2, you'll remember that Peter said to the multitude there, repent and be baptized. So baptism is for those who are repentant, but also in the account that we read of the eunuch, Philip had been preaching Christ to the eunuch, and the eunuch wants to be baptized, and Philip says to him in verse 37, if thou believest with all thine heart, thou mayest. And the eunuch answers and said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. So there shows the necessity of somebody who is baptized to be one who believes in Christ. And we have the same given for, it says that Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, he also believed on the Lord and all his house. So who should be baptized? Well, those who are repentant and who believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. And finally, why should they be baptized? Well, Jesus says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And surely, if we love the Lord, then we will want to honor him. We will want to keep his commandments. Christians are followers of Jesus, and Jesus set that example. He himself was baptized. And we can often think, well, how can I go that way? How can I follow the Lord? And the believer has to walk by faith. As we might look at all the years ahead in our lives and think, well, how can I follow Jesus? It seems impossible that I'll be able to keep it up for that long. But nobody can in their own strength. And so we might think, oh, well, I need a certain level of assurance and then I know I'll be all right for the rest of my life. But that's not what faith is. It's only as we lean on the Lord Jesus that we can follow him. It doesn't matter who we are.
Thanks for joining us today. Look out for the next episode soon. And remember to subscribe, like, or follow the podcast to get notified each time a new episode is uploaded. And if you're enjoying the podcast, then consider sharing it with your family and friends. That's all for this episode. So until next time, goodbye.